we've been talking about peak oil and the five myths of peak oil, and we have a caller from Nevada. Chris is sharing what his observations have been about this fall scarcity, huh, Chris?
Well, absolutely. In fact, we're seeing the same thing. We observe that they're fracking, which is poisoning the subterra waters, perfect water or other things that they call it. It's the aquifers below ground. And they're using this ruse to confuse, to drill, maybe drill, and pump all kinds of poisons that are too dangerous to know for the national security, thanks to the Cheney Amendment, or Halliburton Amendment, as it's called. And then the other thing that I think is operating on this, if we look back to, if you remember James Jimmy Neutron Holmes of the Arroyo, Colorado shooting, his father, Robert Holmes, was the one that was a science engineer that put together the price-fixing program, logarithm, if you will, for fixing the LIMOR, or LIBOR as they call it. And I think the same thing was used for Enron and for the metals and likely the oil markets.
Yeah, and the thing about the water, which I'm glad you brought up, not only are they poisoning it with fracking, Deborah Tavares has talked about primary water many times, and you can go Google primary water and find out that oil and water both are created within our Earth, okay, on an ongoing basis. Niagara Falls, that isn't just water running down from a mountaintop at that level. Didn't anybody say, how could that happen for all of those years? There is primary water. And you know, Chris, I was on vacation for the last 2 weeks, and my husband and I went to Sweetwater, Tennessee. Have you ever heard, and I have questions as to why nobody knows about the Lost Sea. There is a sea underneath Sweetwater, Tennessee. Huge. Absolutely huge natural sea. I mean, people on boats. Now, how come nobody knows about that, Chris? How come that's not something that we all say, wow? How could there be a sea underground? Well, the only answer I have, and you can tell me what you think, is primary water.
Well, I think you're exactly right. In fact, I am thrilled to hear that Deborah Tavares is finally coming back out of her self-imposed sabbatical and withdrawal because of some terrorism of stalking by some of the opposition forces to try to shut her message down of truth. But your observation about the perfect water and the under-lost sea in Tennessee that we've never heard of, well, remember the Smithsonian Institute has been notorious for hiding the truth of archaeological and other types of discoveries around the world forever to keep the truth of the Nephilim and the giants and watchers and other archaeological treasures hidden away from the people so we won't actually know the truth.
That's correct. And now we're finding out that, you know, all this sustainability, oh my gosh, we're running out of water. Well, they've somehow managed, how much do you pay for a bottle of water? I think a bottle of water is close to a barrel of oil in price now. And it is prevalent, as Deborah has said many times, this is the water planet. I mean, a lost sea underground? Come on, people. Where does that water come from? Why doesn't that water go away? Why is there a sea underground? What these aquifers, where did the aquifer water come from? It comes from within the planet. The planet creates it. It is the water planet. The planet creates oil. That's why it bubbles out. It comes up. This is why Lindsay Williams said that they had to do maneuvers to keep the oil on Gull Island from bubbling out because it continues to produce. And Jim Mars has said that these oil wells in Texas that they capped up, when they go back, they've refilled. Well, goodness sakes, how could that happen, huh, Chris?
Well, and then you got the La Brea tar pits, and there are multiple places where you have oil polluting out of the ground. In fact, you mentioned John D. Rockefeller and his involvement with driving up the prices, cornering the market, in his Standard Oil Company of New York, which is where the term Sony comes from, Standard Oil of New York.
Yes, absolutely. And again, if the professors are sworn to secrecy now, according to William Endall, I try to hear as many interviews as I can. I just think the man is wonderful. And he has followed Rockefeller and Kissinger and the Rockefeller Foundation. And he has made it a career of his to expose the truth. He wrote the book, Myths, Lies, and Oil Wars. Anybody who mm-hmm. is interested in this topic, I strongly advise they read that book. And they're going to find what he exposed, what he discovered when he did his research. And again, you have to do your own research. There's just no getting away from it at this point. But I'm not making this thing up, as you've heard. I am just looking at the wonderful people who've done the work, like William Endall and Pastor Lindsay Williams. And there's plenty of them, and Dr. Kenny. There's plenty of them out there if you look for them.
Well, Al, if you think that you mentioned the Rockefeller Foundation, I would suggest that Rockefeller and the Carnegie Foundation is exactly the model that the Clinton Foundation was predicated upon of global gangsterism and money laundering and international intrigues and selling political power for quid pro quo for donations to their speaker plans and Bill Clinton and, you know, a way of payola to sell. And they're selling off America. Clintons are involved in that Rosatom Uranium One deal up in the Hammond, Oregon situation. Likely she's involved with Harry Reid down in the southern part of Bunkerville in the uranium and the gold and silver aspects of the Bundy Ranch. In fact, what we're really seeing is a second teapot dome situation where the agents inside the government are inside trading, brokering deals to sell off a large amounts of America, the Nature Conservancy plan of Bill Clinton, to foreign agents and investors. That's really is land that they have no authority, right, title, or interest in selling off because it belongs to we the people, not the representatives or the mercenaries inside government who are claim jumping and basically felony criminally converting private lands and property to their own interest.
Well, have you ever read the article, and it's on Barefoot's World, if you type in Barefoot's World dash who is running America, when you read that, then you realize what they did in 1933 when they bankrupted the USA Inc., the corporation, the bankers, okay, as collateral said, we'll fix this for you. We'll create a money system. You know, we'll fix this for you. But what we want for collateral is all the land on the United States, all the nonprofit organizations, and all the assets of the people, which is when they created the straw man, and they hypothecated me and you. But they put in that package deal the national parks, all the national lands. And after that came the Bureau of Land Management. So this is why when I get a mortgage, I go sign the mortgage. To get the mortgage from the banks, I have to give them all property rights. At the time I signed the mortgage, I read it right there. And I become a tenant. So they think, you know what, Chris? They think they stole it all fair and square.
Well, if you read Edwin Bernays, and I know you have, our consent is their victory. If they can dupe and trick us into consenting, then they think they've won it fair and square, although there is no statute of limitations on fraud and deception. And
yeah, that's why
John D. Rockefeller
I use that phrase all the time because they stole it in their mind. They stole it fair and square.
And you can't steal anything fair and square. It's not on the square.
And it's too bad for us because, you know, what can I say? They stole it fair and square. I just went to national parks. They're now international heritage parks. All of those parks are now being converted to United Nations parks. Did you know that?
I did know that, and I'm reasonably sure that U.S. has been replaced by U.N. and they're used interchangeably. I read the 2012 and 13 Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, and they talk about transnational rules, That's just an underhanded way of describing globalism, the New World Order.
That's correct. One and one of their goals is to have everybody on the planet, and I read this when someone did a review of the latest Agenda 21, or I guess it's Agenda 2030 now. They want all of the people on the planet to have birth certificates, and they want a legal system that's one legal system for the whole planet. In other words, they want every human to be a straw man in their commercial legal system. And it will be based on the parents placing the baby at birth to the government.
Yes, the birth certificate is a color of title. It's like your title you get from the auto dealership when they give the manufacturer's certificate of origin or statement of origin to the state instead, and basically they claim jump, hijack your car, and steal it. Yes. You think you bought the car, but you're just renting it from the state, who you transferred ownership to. The tricky language of the attorneys, granting power of attorney to them whenever you bought the car with your money.
Well, that's exactly right, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm trying to explain that to my husband. I said, it's not your car anymore. You gave it to the state, and they put their plate on it to prove it.
How come they aren't paying for the insurance, maintenance, and upkeep?
Oh, and that's the catchy part, huh?
Yeah.
They want the people who are leasing it to pay for the insurance and upkeep.
Yeah, the beneficial use. You've got to pay for the maintenance and upkeep. It doesn't sound quite kosher, does it?
No, it does not.
We're very kosher.
This is why the people are having so much trouble with driver's licenses. As I looked at the evidence, more and more I was convinced that it is when you register that car, you give it to them, and now they own it, and they say you're driving their car, and if you're going to drive their car, they're going to demand that you have their driver's license and you follow their rules. Now, I do know three people, who managed to get their own plates and tell the state, they've told the state, this is my plate, this is my car, it's not registered with you, I own it. And if they owned the car, then the state couldn't take the car. The problem is that the policemen see this different-looking plate, and they do nothing but harass the people who do this, because the police are not told that this is even legal. In their world, it's legal. So people who tried it, most of them have been arrested, and they have to fight this whole issue with the local cops over and over and over again. So, you know, that's how they keep them going. They keep everybody ignorant of the real game, don't they?
Well, absolutely. It suits their agenda to have these private foreign corporate mercenaries that they think are public servants, which are really serving the corporation as public policy enforcers. And, in fact, Rod Class has a case that's working its way through the North Carolina courts that has to do with this particular question. There's another fellow, a Section 520 dog, Org Rich, can't tell you his last name, Iverson, in California, doing the same thing. A lot of us are waking up. Tom Lacabera, I heard him say yesterday, he was never taking a driver's license again, that he was going without a driver's license and daring them to stop him because he knows the law. And they leave it up to their discretion so that they can claim that the officers were acting in good faith when they're really being deceived by their masters who hire them, the boards of commissioners, city council, who leave them operating in abject ignorance, don't tell them the truth about the right to travel.
And then they give them a gun.
UCC, and I think it's UCC, I want to say 9-109, I may be wrong on that citation, but it tells you that automobiles are your private home effects. They're not motor vehicles because they're not being used to transport freight or passengers for hire.
Except that you gave it to the state.
Yes, and the state presumed and assumed that when you registrated it, stratified it in the name of the corporate register, that you donated, gifted, or contributed to the state's interest. Now, you might want to revoke your power of attorney and your gift and clarify that you did not cognize and they didn't transparently reveal that by registration you were presuming, they were presuming to give it to you, because that seems to be a diabolically misconstrued perception outside the reality of most people's comprehension.
Well, and if you notice, if you ever get stopped from the police, they don't just want your driver's license, they want your registration.
Proof of insurance.
Uh-huh. So first they get the registration to know it's theirs. Now they say, well, since you're driving our car, we want you to have a driver's license and we want you to have insurance. Show me your proof of insurance. If you don't, then you're violating, you're misusing their vehicle. And they want to fine and penalize you for doing it. I have another caller, Chris. I appreciate
you. I'll let you go, Al.
I appreciate you calling, and you always have good things to offer.
All right. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let's hear from Don in North Carolina. Don, good evening.
Well, hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Well, Greg, yeah, you and I have a wonderful show, and I appreciate you doing a good service to humanity here.
Okay.
By letting people know what's going on in this world, doing it really bad. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, as far as this world that we're born into, we're thrown into with all the lies and deception since birth, you know, I'm sure you reached a breaking point where you woke up. I reached a breaking point where I woke up. And I guess it's up to us to try to serve it for our future generations. You were talking about oil and all the lies about oil. Of course, oil is completely replenishable. It's part of the Earth's structure.
Right.
And continuously restructures and replenishes itself. Back in 1974, when I was about 13 or 14, I was living in Perth Amboy, New Jersey at the time. Okay, there's no oil, and there's a big shortage on oil. Well, my dad and I were driving a big, you know, Electra 225 station wagon with like a 450 engine in it. Okay, it's a gas car. We're going to this huge bridge that goes over Round Bay in Jersey. And as we're talking on the radio, talking about oil shortage, we can see oil tankers as far as the eye can see, all the way out to the horizon, loaded with oil, keep the water loaded with oil, and they weren't letting them in to refine it in Bayonne.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're
there you go.
At each other.
Right.
Yeah.
And the professors report this, that they can't refine it, you know? And if you look at our website on the oil depletion allowance, you will see how the business model, and it is complex, maybe you would even understand it better than I, how the tax breaks and the business model for refining it are manipulated.
Of course.
And that's part of how they keep
everything.
The scam going.
Everything is manipulated. Everything is crooked. It's we're living in a Las Vegas casino.
Yes, I agree.
Where everything breaks.
Really. Only we're not having a good time.
Yeah, and they don't give you coupon for the fancy restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, truthfully,
oh, yeah.
I think when you come through this, when you first, I was shocked with the whole peak oil thing, okay? I was equally shocked to find out it was true.
Right, yeah.
So when you come through this, the shock is pretty horrific for an awful lot of people. And after you've been shocked so many times, then you start to suspect that most of what we've been taught isn't true. And you kind of calm down a bit, and then you start doing the research, see if this is what's happened to you, to try to find out what is true.
Not much.
Yeah. Okay, hang in there. We're going to break. We'll be back shortly.
This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. In defense of humanity, we're talking to Don from North Carolina. Don is sharing some of his experience regarding the oil crisis of the 70s. Are you there?
No, as far as the oil, that's one of the sham. Another sham, of course, is the water.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, one of the big reasons they went after after Gaddafi in Libya was he was tapping into that source. And that's where he's bringing in all kinds of water and creating all kinds of canals. That's how top fucking the IMF is what it took him out.
Yeah, I agree totally. And you're in North Carolina. I don't know if you've seen the Lost Sea in Sweetwater, Tennessee. If you're not too far, I recommend you see it. It's just mind-blowing. What's so mind-blowing is it's there, and none of us have heard of it. We were just, our mouths were open, my husband and I. We said, how could this be? How could this big body of water be underground, under our feet, and none of us know about it? And where did it come from, right?
Well, another thing about water that people don't realize, aside from the vast oceans from the deep, as they called it in the Bible, okay, aside from that, even the way we use the surface water that we've been using, that water always goes right back into the system.
Yes.
I mean, I have a well, and when I use my well, it goes into the septic, and it goes around and ends up back in the groundwater. If you live in a city, a town, when you flush, it gets recycled back into the system. So, I don't realize that. Now, I'm in the Socialist Republic of Orange County, North Carolina. Okay, thank the Lord we have a constitutional sheriff's department, which is the most important thing. We have a wonderful sheriff's department. But our commissioners are card-carrying Reds, and I've called them that several times in public meetings. Okay.
They don't work for you.
Remember, no, they were
Well, they work for the county corporation. They do not work for you.
No, they were members of ECLI, you know, International Council for Environmental Initiatives, who wrote Agenda 21 for the UN. Okay.
That's correct, and they didn't take a vote of the population to do that either, did they?
No, they didn't, and I'm quite certain your listeners are probably familiar with them. If they're not, would you like to explain it or should I?
I'm sorry. Yes. I haven't gone into that much, other than to say that all of these counties and municipalities, mine is the perfect example, are taking grants to join these things and taking grants to put in these policies in place and join these programs. And the population who lives in that county or that city have no say about what they do. They function completely without our permission.
Right. Well, for any listeners who aren't familiar with ECLI, like I said, International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, they come off as an environmental organization to help the environment. And, of course, everybody wants to have a good, clean earth and to be good stewards of the earth for future generations. I mean, you'd have to be mentally retarded or severely deranged not to want to take care of the earth. So what they do is they understand how passionate people are about this. And what they do is they created this institution to coerce people to support them help the environment. But they don't what they are is they use that as a front. And what they do is they're using it for Agenda 21 to overtax, overregulate, take away land use rights, take away water rights, and this way farmers and folks like that who are, you know, using their land to produce lose their land use rights. Now they can't farm anymore, then they can't pay their taxes. Can't pay their taxes, steal your land. And I caught them land grabbing right here in Orange County, North Carolina.
Yeah, so, I mean, the chances are, we're back to that again, they don't think you own your land. They think they've already stolen it fair and square. And that's where the battle is. We think it's our land, and we own it. And we don't realize what we've signed when we got the title.
Yeah,
what did we sign? We actually signed it away and didn't know it.
They basically already figure it's theirs, and they just need to do the paperwork to make sure it's legally theirs.
Yeah, and they get do whatever they want with it. We're going to have to go to break. We'll be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
To Don in North Carolina, I wanted to mention, Don, that the book that we did a whole show on, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree by Melvin Stamper, has a whole chapter on what they've done regarding land titles. And it is a real eye-opener. It is a little bit complex. A lot of people might want to not get into the topic that deep. But he really did his research when it comes to what they've done with land titles, and I think of all of the material I've read, his might be the most comprehensible.
Yeah, I've heard about it. I actually handed to commissioners Corey's book. What's her name? One half of it. Anyway, the good news about ICLEI, the good news is most people are becoming aware, and they're actually being kicked out of more places than they are being welcomed into. That's the good
news. That's good.
Because people are waking up.
Now, we have a couple more callers, Don. Is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, briefly, I found out about ICLEI, and I spent about a year and a half battling with the commissioners. I went to every meeting, public comment. And finally, after a year and a half of driving them up a tree, I mean driving them nuts, finally they handed me a canceled ICLEI invoice.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I mean, it came to the point where one meeting, I got, you know, they were ignoring me, and what I did was I put a Bible in a lectern and swore an oath to the Constitution. Reminded them they swore an oath and broke it. They told them they wanted to have Bush, get rid of Bush, and they, you know, for breaking the laws of the Constitution, they did the same thing. They wanted them impeached. I went down the list of all the ICLEI things they did and all the land grabs they were doing. Then I told them, I stood up, I pulled a standale on them. I said, well, you've been naughty boys and girls. Guess what? Playtime's over. Daddy just stepped in the room and he has his belt in his hand. I whipped out my belt and shook it at them. Said, God bless Orange County and walked out. Well, the next day, the sheriff showed up to shake my hand.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. We have another caller.
God bless you. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Don. Okay, Ralph from California. Ralph, are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Ralph?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. I have a question. You guys were talking about the driver's license, and my son is of legal age now to get a license, but I've been postponing it just for the fact to not have it in the system. But my question is, if there are minors, how does the contract stand?
I don't know. What do you mean? Is he 16?
Well, when we sign our name on there, aren't we attesting to be part of the system? That we're, my understanding, that's another way where they got more, for our straw man, when we sign our, get a driver's license,
right,
we tie it in more to the system. Well,
right,
if
it
it's
does.
A minor,
and, I recently redid mine at my husband's insistence. When I did it, I signed the document without prejudice, UCC-1-308. That is the only way that we can... And if you, have you read lawfully yours yet?
Not all of it, but I'm aware with without prejudice, because I always sign my signature with that. Now, do we have to put the also the numbers with that?
Well, I do, and I put them in brackets, not... I don't do them for my sake. I do them for the sake of should I want to tell those who are receiving the document why I have the right to do that. Not all of them know. I'm not sure all the attorneys know that UCC-1-308 gives us the right to restrict our signature without prejudice.
Okay. So
I only do that to tip them off where they're going to find that information.
All right, because I did that one time when I had a surgery done, and they said, well, we're not going to be able to do that unless you sign just your name. And at that time, I said, okay, and I did that, but which was interesting. But
yeah, and it can be a battle in some places. Some people are saying, here it passed. I know a couple people who did it, and it just sailed right through. Some people are saying in other places they're blocking it. If they're not going to let you restrict your signature, of course, then they want to apply all the presumptions on you that by you signing it, the presumption stands that you're accepting to all their terms and conditions, even the ones that you don't know about. Now,
that was a battle
with the Attorney General for the state, and I'm hoping there will be people who will not back down when they're told by these driver's license in my state. It's a private commercial enterprise that's the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. They're not even state employees, okay? They're not even state employees, so they don't have the right to tell me I can't restrict my signature at all. But there may
be because they're
going to have to fight that battle with the Attorney General and go up the chain of command saying, it's your rules, we're using your rules, it's your game, you cannot disallow us from restricting our signature.
Okay, yeah, because I had one instance when I was purchasing the gun, they wouldn't allow me to do that. They said it had to be the same signature as my driver's license. Another time, I was not allowed to get a credit card off the bank because I said no. Okay, fine. But my question goes back, if a minor gets their license and they sign, how does that is a legal binding contract when they're a minor?
Well, there is a presumption that goes along with it. Now, you're saying because they're a minor, they sign that contract. We did a show on it, presumptive adhesion contracts. When a judge looks at these agreements, And we did a show even last week or 2 weeks ago where we talked about a contract that a parent signed for a doctor. They look at the face of the contract, okay? The presumption that the individual is old enough, that there is legal consideration. All of these presumptions go along with it. If they look at the contract, it's presumed that you know and understand all of these things and you agree. And that would include him not being of age. Now, if he restricts his signature, then he can bring in later, I was underage. You see what I'm saying? That's the only way you can bring in other issues that are not presumed on the face of the document.
Okay. But if I have him sign without prejudice, 1-308, they restrict his. Now, there should be no issue at all, and I guess he would protect him, I'm assuming,
right,
under the UCC code.
Correct.
Okay.
That's what I would
Then I guess I'll. Right, I'll have him, because my kids are somewhat aware.
And he's unaware of all these presumptions, and he wants to drive, and you may want to have him in a car that's insured. I mean, it's a complicated issue. I struggle with it in my own family.
Okay. Well, going with that, I've seen YouTube clips where a guy has his car, his own license.
Yeah.
Does that pamphlet, the booklet that I did download, I haven't read the whole thing, give you enough information what to do to have your car pretty much your car, and I could drive without having a license? Now, my situation, I use a company vehicle, so I'm kind of stuck because I'm sure they want me to have a license to be insured.
Yeah, it's their car. They're going to tell you you have to.
Yeah, so
they can't insure you. They can't insure for damages if you don't.
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of caught that. I understand that. It's their vehicle, their rules. All right. Well, fair enough. That was my understanding. Like, if they're a minor, how does that hold until they contest it? They just said, okay, you agree.
Yeah. And getting him in the habit of signing that would be a wonderful thing for him anyway.
Yeah, my kids are somewhat aware, but I'll make sure that they do.
Okay, good. And I recommend Lawfully Yours. I think it'll answer some of these issues for you.
Yeah, true. All right, well, thank you for your time.
For people who are new to the program, Lawfully Yours is on the Anti-Corruption Society website. There are tabs at the top. One of the tabs says Lawfully Yours. It explains a little bit about what the guide is, what the guide is to help you do, and then when you scroll down on the page, you can click on a free PDF, or you can order a hard copy if you want, your choice. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling in. We have another caller. Thanks, Ralph.
All right, thank you.
Sovereign Man is on the line. Sovereign Man, good evening. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, great. Thank you for taking my call. For the previous caller, when his son goes to the DMV, they have a little digital input pad for signing the signature.
They don't?
Well, that's a blessing. Well,
yeah,
in the region where I'm at, they do have that digital input. So what I would recommend doing is, I'm just relaying my experience, because I tried to sign the signature and then put the UCC-1 in the upper left-hand corner, and it would quit when I would try to input the 8. And I did it like 3 or 4 times, and the individual that was operating the device is, what's the problem? I said, it won't accept the 8. So I reversed it, and I put the UCC-1-308 in the upper left-hand corner, and then, since it's muscle memory when you do your signature, I just flew right through with the signature and it took. So I've had this happen on several occasions. You might want to practice in a little small box signing the signature.
Yeah. That's good. That's good info. See, we haven't run into that yet. I just got my license renewed this year. Just to let you know how bad things are getting, my state passed a law that if your license is expired for more than 6 months, you can't just renew it. You have to. Are you ready for this?
You have to go through the whole rigmarole.
A learner's permit.
Mm-hmm.
First, take the written test. permit. Then when you get that done and you pay your $25 for that, then you can turn right around, pay another $25 to get the driver's license and take the driver's test. That's the stick that they carry for people who don't renew their license within 6 months.
Through that whole process, if you observe the individuals that are working there, they never say license. They say, does he have the product? Where is the product? Has he gotten the product yet? They never say license. At least that's my experience.
I don't, or they don't?
They don't. They don't. They never say license.
When with me, I had
an accident. It had to do with safety, and they said, "Well, we got to we need to do a fitness. You need to retest your fitness. Blah blah blah." I think I had two accidents within a close period. The vehicle that I was operating was needed maintenance. So
okay.
Anyway. So they set me up for retesting, and it was a nightmare. The main reason why I called in is, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but there is a YouTube called Sovereign Citizen Training for Law Enforcement HD, High Definition. I dropped a link into the In Defense of Humanity chat room, and that's indefenseofhumanity.chattango.com. It's real interesting. It's actually creating more demonization.
That's why I say all the time, never use the word sovereign citizen. This is why, in Lawfully Yours, don't claim your status. And I know there are all those people out there who disagree with me. I'm sticking by this. If we claim a status, they demonize the status. So all we have to do is do the opposite, say what we're not. I'm not a U.S. citizen. I'm a flesh and blood living woman. They don't have to know, because once you're a flesh and blood living woman, you're not a straw man. You see what I'm saying?
I'm debating if I have an encounter, I'll have to say I'm the agent acting for the agency.
But if you look in their terminology, agents is the term agent and individual are all UCC terms. They're used all the time in the UCC.
I understand.
That's why I avoid them.
I'd rather be, because when you talk to the B cop, you're talking to somebody that has no clue. I'd rather take it on and go talk to the black robe priest of Baal.
I know a lot of people who take that approach. I remember Robert Fox saying he never argues with the cops. And even Judge Dale said in his book, if you're looking at the cop and you may not want to take him on because, after all, he's got a gun.
You'd be wise to take
the citation and then return it, saying no contract and I don't consent. Then have a debate with the guy who's standing there with a gun.
Yeah, I mean, they do have the force, you know.
They do.
So unless you're willing to meet force with force, then you have to meet intelligence with indoctrination. So, what I recommend, if you are claiming to be a free man or woman on the land under the Creator Yahweh, I recommend that you do not leave your house without your smartphone or some way to record. That's one witness. And do not travel alone anymore. This is war. I'm sorry, but it's the facts.
Yeah, it's not.
You got to have another witness.
There are bad things happening out there. I totally agree. Well, I'm going to have to
wrap
it up for tonight. Thank you, Sovereign Man, for calling in. I appreciate it. Okay, you take care. We have another caller. We just simply ran out of time. I'm inviting everyone to listen. Stay tuned. We have a wonderful imaging prayer that we do at the end of every program. We do absolutely have to use our hearts and minds to image the kind of beautiful world we know we deserve, the kind of beautiful world we know our children deserve. They don't deserve what's going on right now, and our imaging it to beautiful music, believe it or not, will help us create that which we are entitled to. Please tune in next week. We'll be back for another show.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media. Exposing government.